Joining us on the WBGO Journal, music director and conductor of Too Hot to Handle, The Gospel Messiah, Chris Whitaker. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is an interesting program here, right? We've got a combination of music. We're talking gospel. We're talking jazz. Bring us into this program a little bit. What should people expect when they come to see this?
So this version of Handel's Messiah is like you've never heard before. Basically, it's like Handel has landed in the 21st century and crafted a modern oratorio for our time. It's the original ideas and melodies and lyrics from the Messiah, but it's reimagined through a contemporary lens. So you're definitely going to recognize the Messiah in the piece, but it's infused and sort of filtered through the lens of jazz and gospel and Latin music. It's an absolutely wild piece, and I think that if people come, they're going to have a blast.
Why does it work?
Why does it work? That's a great question. I think it works because it's exciting the whole way through. There are moments of really deep, profound, introspective improvisation. And then there are moments of just visceral joy. There are moments of just gospel riffing where our soloist, Angela Burchett, for example, just goes off and takes us to church, so to speak. And then there are moments where our jazz soloists sort of go deep and take us to a really profound level. So there's just so many colors. There's so many so many beautiful moments, and it's really a journey that I think is engaging the whole way through.
Every valley, every valley shall be exalted. Shall be exalted. Every valley shall be exalted.
Where did this originate from, this version of Handel's Messiah?
So this, the Too Hot to Handle, The Gospel Messiah, was originally conceived by Maren Alsop, who's now at the Baltimore Symphony. And she started working on it in the early 90s with a couple of arrangers. And it's kind of evolved throughout the years. It hasn't been done in New York in quite a while. I think it's been about 7 or 8 years since it's been done here. But we've kind of put our own twist on it. We've definitely adapted it to Uptown. We've put even more more jazz solos in it. We really have a fantastic roster of young, up-and-coming jazz musicians, and it's so cool to see each of them shine throughout the piece.
A venue could really make or break this type of show, am I correct?
Sure. Yeah. So the United Palace is actually the fourth largest theater in Manhattan. It's up at 175th Street and Broadway. Some people don't know about it. It's an absolutely gorgeous theater. It used to be the old Lowe's Theater that was opened during the Depression as a movie theater. And since then, it was for a while. It was Reverend Ike's church, very famously. And now the palace does all kinds of cultural programming, and this is part of their season's programming this year. You have to see this venue. It is absolutely gorgeous inside. People, I think, are going to be really surprised and delighted that the United Palace exists for our community here uptown.
You say in our community, that is your community.
Yeah. So I'm here in Washington Heights myself. We're going to be joined for this project by the Fort Washington Collegiate Church Community Choir, which is made up of primarily residents from Uptown, from Harlem, from Washington Heights, Inwood, and most of our musicians, the Washington Heights Chamber Orchestra. Most of our musicians live and work right around this neighborhood. So it really is a big Uptown collaboration. I hope that people will take the journey uptown on the A train and join us. The soloists are fantastic. We've got Jore Nance, Angela Burchett, Brianna Thomas, who frequents jazz at Lincoln Center, an up-and-comer Yancy Garcia, who just has the voice of an angel. And there's so much talent assembled on the stage. If you take the journey uptown to join us, you won't regret it. It's going to be a really, really fantastic production.
Now, this is a one-shot performance. What do you see for the future? Is there a future for this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Palace has the United Palace has been so awesome to put their trust in me to try this out this year, but I definitely see this coming back to the United Palace in future years.
Chris Whitaker, music director and conductor of Too Hot to Handle, The Gospel Messiah. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.